It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. El Paso County has announced a shipment of nearly 13,000 COVID-19 vaccines to be delivered early next week. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it comes a day after the county complained the state was not giving it enough of the vaccines for its population.
A joint statement from the City of Colorado Springs and El Paso County on Wednesday said they had not received vaccine numbers proportionate to the county's population. They called on the state health department for a quick fix. Initially Thursday, the governor's office released a statement saying El Paso County had not been administering vaccines fast enough and they still had inventory sitting on shelves. Nevertheless, the new vaccine shipment was announced by the end of the day. The 13,000 shots will largely be given to residents 70 and older. El Paso County has given more than 53,000 first vaccine doses so far. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Mesa County, churches account for most of the recent COVID-19 outbreaks there. The county reports outbreaks at 12 churches with just over 100 total cases. Jeff Kaur is the executive director of Mesa County Public Health.
We figure out what's going on and we get it straightened out. And we also use the information that we get from the churches that are currently experiencing outbreaks to reach out to other churches.
Kaur says they will address inconsistent mask wearing at churches as well as singing, which can expand the spread of coronavirus. He adds that church outbreaks make up only a small percentage of the county's recent COVID-19 cases. Colorado is one of dozens of states to join a $573 million settlement with a consulting company over its role in the opioid epidemic. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the settlement resolves an investigation into McKinsey & Company. It found the company helped boost sales of Purdue Pharma drugs and profited from the epidemic.
What 47 states and a number of territories have done here is precedent setting. For Colorado, this is the first settlement dollars to address the opioid epidemic.
McKinsey expressed regrets, but was not required to acknowledge any wrongdoing. Colorado will get nearly $10 million to address opioid addiction. Over the last two decades, nearly 5,000 Coloradans died from an overdose of prescription opioids. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.